guys, so I am back today with another recording. Hopefully you guys saw my recording I did last night. That was pretty good. It was Love Talk series, but today I don't know what to really, it's subjects I wish I could talk about on here, but certain things I feel like I don't want to voice my opinion on because I just feel like not everything needs to be openly talked out loud, so I just choose not to say anything on it. There's certain things that I do want to talk more with you guys about, though, and go into more detail, talk about some other things. I feel like everything in the world right now is so heavy with the COVID-19 and all the protests and people just dealing with racism in the world and things like that. And I would love to talk about those things with you. But I feel like before I can even do an episode about all of that, I really would have to really gather my thoughts. Because trust me, I have a lot of thoughts. But I want to make sure I say all the right things. I want to make sure that my viewers or my listeners really understand where I'm coming from. So I will eventually do an episode about it, about everything going on in the world right now. But at this time, I'm just choosing not to, but it's not saying just because I haven't spoke out about it. Yes, this is a mental health podcast, but I still feel like I can talk about other things outside of, you know, mental health. And I've been wanting to talk about that issue for a while now, but I've been kind of like, oh, let me wait. And I was actually going to talk about it today, but then I'm thinking about it now, and I'm like, you know what, no. Because I want it to be right when I do talk about it. I want to be in a different setting. And today's Saturday. I'm trying to relax a little bit. I'm also not really trying to stay on topic for anything today. Because I feel like every day we have a set topic. We talk about something. It's either love talk, mental health, or something. So today I just want to kind of have a conversation with everybody. Just about life. We can talk about any and everything. It doesn't have to be a set topic. I'm just in one of those moods where I just want to talk about whatever crosses my mind. I want to talk about life, love, whatever. But nothing, I don't want to be on a set topic with you guys today because I feel like, why not? Why not just talk about whatever comes to my head, whatever comes to my heart, instead of everything being so on the one set topic all the time? And I do want to shout out to you guys. Thank you so much for all the love you guys have given me on my podcast, on my love series. That's been super amazing. I'm so happy you guys actually liked it. I'm so happy you guys actually supported. I'm so glad you guys actually listened to it and view it. It's been fun creating it, and I can't wait to put more episodes out there for you guys about it. But I also don't want you guys to think I'm forgetting about mental health, because I'm not. I haven't. I will definitely be doing another episode on that as well. But what I'm gearing towards, guys, something that I think I'm going to do. I love this mental health podcast, but I'm also thinking about making a separate podcast where I'll do two podcasts. One will be geared towards relationships. The other will be geared towards mental health. That way, it's kind of separating the two, but still giving you guys each of what you need. Because I feel like, in a sense, this podcast I made, you know, is geared towards mental health. And I like that it's about mental health and we talk about it every day and all that stuff. But I also feel like something inside of me is like, I really want to do a podcast or something about relationships. And I want the world to kind of see that and get a different perspective on me. And as you know, in the past, I've tried to make all of these Instagram pages geared towards love and all this crap. But then it just kept falling through because I never really kind of kept up with it. But, you know, you never know. I feel like lately, this whole podcast has kind of inspired me to want to do more stuff, talk about relationships and love and things like that, because I feel like those are important to me besides the mental health. So I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I don't know when I'm gonna start it. You just gotta be patient with me. But I do intend to eventually do something geared towards that. You know, I've been thinking a lot about, you know, things I can do. Just so, I mean, I feel like a lot of times I do everything through podcasts, but I have been thinking like maybe about doing stuff through video. I mean, don't get me wrong, I tried YouTube. YouTube wasn't really my thing. I mean, I have to be honest with you, I tried YouTube, but I don't feel like YouTube is, I like YouTube, don't get me wrong. I think I follow a lot of pages on there, but I kind of felt like as I was trying to make my YouTube channel, it just wasn't for me. I don't feel like it was something I wanted to do. So I'm definitely going to figure out something I can do outside of YouTube. I'm going to have to look that up when I get home. But I'm going to try to find things that I can do where I can make videos on my phone and post them, but just not on YouTube. I do have some videos I post on Instagram, but, you know, I want to do something outside of Instagram too. So definitely look out for that, because that's something I'm definitely going to be doing, guys, really soon. Probably starting it this weekend, to be honest with you. I'm definitely going to be moving some of my talents to other places, because I feel like I love this podcast, guys. It's opened so many doors for me in the sense that I've gained a lot of views on my, you know, I have a great audience. I've gained a lot of views, and I'm extremely excited about that and glad that people are listening to what I have to say. Because when I first started this, I didn't know if anyone would even care what I had to say. But, you know, a year later, of course, you know, apparently you guys cared enough because you keep tuning in. But, it is something, but I still want to do more. So I'm definitely going to be doing something that's similar to YouTube, which maybe you guys know something similar and you can tell me. I don't know. But just something similar to YouTube. But it's going to be just me making videos. And the videos I make are going to be about love, mental health, just everything. But it's just not going to be on YouTube. It's going to be on something else, because I want you guys to really see it. So yeah, that's definitely in the works, guys. And I want to have fun with that, and we'll see how that goes. But yeah, I don't think that I don't know if I'll ever do any more YouTube videos. I bought like so many cameras and done so many things trying to make my YouTube channel, but it's just not for me. And you know, sometimes you realize YouTube is just not for you. Some people make millions of dollars off YouTube. Some people get on there and they make good videos and they have great content and they love doing it. But for me, it was the fact that I didn't have the subscribers either. Like, you gotta have a huge subscribers. And I think that was mostly too, because I think mostly that was my fault too, because I didn't post a lot of videos. You know, you gotta post so many videos and have all this content to get people to view your videos. And I was really not feeling it like that. So I kind of would do my videos on and off. And on top of that, I just felt like it just wasn't, like I said, it just wasn't for me. I'm not the person that wants to sit there and make 1,000 videos a day. I just wasn't feeling YouTube. That's all I can say. Nothing against YouTube. It just wasn't for me. So I do plan to make videos for you guys that I can give you guys the link to. I just have to find something. Like I said, I want something similar to YouTube that I can make videos on. But when I say similar, keywords similar to YouTube, but where I can just tell my story and all that stuff, but it doesn't have to feel like all that pressure that I feel like YouTube puts on you, because you gotta have all these subscribers, this, that, and the third. So yes, similar. So just keep a lookout for it. I'll definitely keep you guys posted. But other than that, I am, like I said, I'm just enjoying my Saturday. I'm not doing anything right now. I'm just riding around the city. Left my small town for a bit. I don't know. Right now, I'm just really missing him. I just want to talk about that, guys. I don't know. You ever just miss somebody so much that you start to, like, think about them a whole lot, and you wonder if they're okay, what they're doing, and all that crap? So crazy. But I'm always that person. I don't like to bug people. Like, if I don't hear from somebody, I don't want to bug them, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Because I feel like a nuisance or something. I just feel like I'm annoying them because I'm like, oh, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? So when I don't always talk to him, I'm always like, I want to make sure he's okay, but I don't want to feel like I'm bugging him because we already talked this morning and I feel like I'm bugging him. But I'm like wondering, what the hell is he doing right now? He's probably at work, honestly. But yeah, I'm assuming anyway because he's been working a lot of nights. So I don't want to feel like I'm bugging him. But then again, the other part of me is just like, the other part of me is just like, I don't know. You know, I'm big on communication. Like, I just really am big on communication and people just communicating with me and just making sure they're good. I'm really big on it. But it, even in the same breath of me saying that, I'm still kind of like, even though I'm big on communication, I'm still like, I don't think I should reach out. You know, it's weird. I'm weird in that sense. I'm weird, guys. I'm weird. But I don't know. I'm weird in that sense. I know. But I just have so many thoughts running through my mind right now. So I don't know. But yeah, I do. I don't know. I think sometimes I overthink too much. That's the problem. Like, I overthink way too much about so much crap. But I'm missing my boo right now. But it's okay. I don't know, guys. Like, this weekend is probably going to blow by so quick. And then, bam, I'm back at work again. I have been getting, like, so many calls. Because, you know, at my job, I'm an intake coordinator for a counseling company. So, I basically have to do a whole intake process on all the patients. We have to, like, do, like, a screen on them. All of that stuff by phone. And then we book them their appointment with whatever therapist they want at whatever location. Because we have, like, 6 locations. So it's like, it's a lot because we have so many therapists and you have to, it's just a whole process you got to go through. It's a lot. But I've been getting so many calls where everybody's in like dire distress because they're freaked out about the COVID-19 or they just have stuff going on in their lives. And then they want their appointments right away. And if you don't get their appointments to them right away, they get mad at you like, well, who's going to help me? And I sympathize with everyone out there who's going through something that needs a therapist or a medication management person, but at the same time it's like I can only do so much. Like, we're so booked right now, guys, literally. Like, and I'm sure it's a lot of therapists out there right now or medication management doctors who are literally booked to their capacity because people are needing help. And I just want everyone to understand, like, I relate to everyone. I relate because I'm in their shoes, whether my patients know it or not, and they don't, most of them probably don't know. But I'm dealing with, like, mental health and things myself. And I sympathize with them. But at the same time, I don't like when I get calls from people who are just nasty because they're pissed because they've been calling all these places and they get mad because we can't see them till July or August or whatever. And it's like, that's not my problem. I can't. It's out of my control. Like, I only can do so freaking much. Like, you know, it's not much I can do. So yeah, they get so upset about it though, and I understand why. But at the same time, it's like, it's not my fault that we're just that booked up right now. So it's not much I really can do, you know. But you do feel bad for people because it is something where you're just like, darn, I do feel bad for that person. But at the same time, it's like kind of out of my control because I just can't move somebody up the line. Like, I had this lady tell me, well, my doctor's office called and said that my daughter could be seen right away. And I said to her, ma'am, give me your doctor's office number. So I called them. The doctor says to me that, well, his receptionist tells me, oh, well, it didn't matter what doctor she saw. We just wanted her to get an appointment with you guys. She made it seem like her doctor said that she had to get in right away and they were going to move her up the line and bump her in front of a bunch of people, which her doctor never said that. So I don't know what conversation she heard, but the receptionist relayed the message saying that never was said. So I'm just like, what? So I called her back and left her a voicemail and told her basically what was said, and she never returned my call. I'm guessing because maybe she's upset because she realizes that, hey, like, you're in the wrong. You were rude for no freaking reason because you want to get an appointment, which I understand, but don't be rude to me. I mean, it's sad, honestly, but it's kind of like, you know, it's only so much you can do, and it's kind of stressful sometimes. Like, right now, we're so backed up with patients, so it's just a lot going on. We're super behind. We're trying to catch up, but like I said, it would be a miracle if we got all these people an appointment. It would be a freaking miracle. You know, I don't know. It's definitely crazy. It's definitely crazy. So, I really don't know. But, I think that's why I'm always happy when the weekend comes, because I can kind of decompress from all the stress that I have going on in my life. You know, between work and everything else. And then, like, I had to deal with the death of my grandma. I had to deal with that funeral. I had my grandpa die a month ago, too. So, that was a lot. So, it was just a lot going on in my personal life. And so, just trying to juggle work, trying to have a love life, and then just trying to be a mom and all these things. It's a lot sometimes, but you know, women, we are strong. Hear us roar. We definitely get the job done even when it's tough sometimes. So it's definitely, sometimes it feels that way. It feels tough. I don't know. I really don't know. I'm kind of waiting for the 4th of July. I'm so, dude, because my job closes on the 3rd and the 4th. So I'm super, super excited because, like, the 4th of July will be coming up and my job will be closed like both those days. So I'm thinking about doing something, but I don't know what the heck I want to do yet. But I really wish Madison could see some fireworks so we can just get away. But I don't know what's going to happen at this point. So, you know, you live and you learn. You just don't know. You know, so I really want to go home and make some shrimp Alfredo, but I think my dad is making steaks, and I was like, oh my gosh, because finally yesterday I went to the grocery store with my mom and I'm like, I found Alfredo sauce. Mind you, people had tore the Alfredo sauce up. I was like, what in the heck is going on right now? So I see like all this Alfredo sauce, like pretty much off the shelf, but I got one, thank God. So I was supposed to make shrimp Alfredo today, but I don't feel like cooking, so I guess I'll make it one day during the week. I don't know. I'm lazy, but I love Alfredo sauce. But yeah, it's so, so good. But yeah, I don't know what I'm gonna cook, guys. I really don't. I wanted to take my daughter to the park today, but I did not do it. I did not do it. So now she's gone, so it doesn't matter. But I wanted to take her to the park. You know, sometimes, like, I literally, like, get in my car and I just want to go places just to clear my head, because I be feeling like, you know, I need to get away. I need to clear my head. I need to just, like, be free for a little bit, because it be, like, so much going on and I'm just, like, I need to be free. At least for a couple of hours or something. I don't know. I be wanting to be free and be out there for real. I just be feeling like I need to be free, you know? That's how I be feeling, unfortunately. But, yep, it's definitely a beautiful Saturday. I wish I was doing something fun today. I know, I wish I did more fun things, but I feel like I never have, like, time to do fun stuff on the weekends. And then, like, well, not like I used to, especially with the quarantine and everything, like, and with the COVID-19, you can't really do what you used to do. Because, you know, it's weird. It's so crazy. I don't know. It is just crazy. But, I don't know. I was just thinking about life and something my mom told me yesterday. She was like, one of her coworkers, because my mom's friend, one of my mom's coworkers, not friend, sorry, coworker, she's from a small town. And the guy I used to date was actually from the same small town that she was from. So she was, I don't know, she was all like excited that I was dating somebody from her town or whatever. But anyway, she was asking my mom, like, oh, is she still dating him? Sorry. My mom was like, no. And she was like, why? He's such a good guy. He's from a small town. I'm just like, he was a good guy. Yeah, he was from a small town, but we just were on two different pages. She was like, she's not going back out there. I was like, why would I go back out there? Like, we're not together anymore. Like, we broke up. We haven't spoken. I don't know. I don't like when people bring up my exes. Like, I don't see the point of talking about it, because it's not like I'm with these people anymore. it's not like I have any ill feelings toward him or feel a certain type of way about him. It's nothing like that. It's just awkward when people bring up about your exes. And it's like, okay, we broke up like how many months ago? Why are we still talking about this? And, you know, like I always tell you guys, I wish him the best. But I don't really talk about him in conversations like that anymore. Because I feel like it's really not a reason to bring him up. Like, it's like, I don't know. Like, you know, you hope the person's doing well. But, you know, what can you do? I mean, life had to go on at some point, and I just felt like the best thing for me to do was to move on, and that's what I did, and he moved on, and life moved on. I don't know, you know, this is my main focus now, is trying to see what's going to happen between me and the guy I talk to now. That's what I focus on. I focus on that because I'm wanting to know, like, where that's going to go, and what's going to happen with that situation. I'm always thinking about that. I'm always wondering, like, is that going to end in marriage? Is it going to end in something beautiful coming out of it? And just giving you guys a warning, this podcast episode will probably be longer than normal because I'm driving. I'm bored, and I just want to talk to you guys. So it probably will be like 30 minutes, maybe more. I don't know yet. Sorry, guys. Just giving you a warning. But, yeah, so I just try to focus on that. And I'm always, like, praying about that and just hoping that in the end, it all works out, like, the way it's supposed to. You know, because you just never know how things are going to work out. But that's what I focus on. I don't focus on my past. I try to focus on the people in my past. You know, I got a text the other day from an old coworker, like, how are you doing? I read the text, never responded, mostly because I kind of looked at it and I forgot. But then today, a day ago or yesterday, I looked at it again and I was like, should I respond? Can you respond to a text like 2 or 3 days later after you already looked at it and opened it, but you just didn't know how to respond, so you didn't respond at all? And now I'm like, is it too late to respond? Because you probably think I'm a nutcase now. Like, I sent that 2 or 3 days ago and you're just responding. But I didn't know what to say to her because I kind of felt like me and this girl have not spoken in God knows how long. Okay. We were not only co-workers, but we were good friends. I consider her a good friend. And mind you, me and her, you know, she wasn't a bad person or anything like that. It's just that me and her kind of our friendship kind of drifted apart. You know, I chose to go my separate way. She went her separate way. And that was that. It wasn't any, like, drama or beef or anything there. It was just more so like, you know, people change and life moved on, and I went my way and she went hers. It wasn't like a I don't like you type thing, but, you know, I don't know. At the end of the day, like, I don't have any ill will towards her, but when it comes to that job, I try to forget the things at that job. I mean, I'm appreciative that the job gave me an opportunity to break into the medical field, but outside of that, other than that, it's just like I don't want to really deal with that job or the people from that job because I feel kind of like, do they really even care? You know, when they ask how I'm doing or whatever, I feel like they have their own personal lives now. I have my personal life. At the end of the day, if I want to keep it real with you guys, when I left that place, I don't even think I really left there with a friend. Maybe I only had like one friend, and that was one girl. She knows who she is. I'm not going to say names on here though. But I probably left there maybe with one or two friends at the most. Because personally, everybody at that office was not everybody there was real. Not everybody there was genuine. A lot of people were not there for the right reason. A lot of people weren't who they portrayed to be. So I feel like, in my opinion, I don't have any ill intentions toward a people, but again, it's about protecting my personal space. And as I'm trying to protect my personal space, in doing so, I choose not to allow myself to associate with certain people or to have conversations with certain people. Because, and it's nothing against that person, it's just like, you know, I'm big on protecting my personal space, and certain people just can't be in that, you know, certain people you just can't deal with when you're trying to protect who you are from other people. So, like I said, it's not me trying to be messy. It's not me trying to be anything. It's just me just being 100 about it. I don't have time for pettiness or drama or anything or anything crazy. You know, I wish everybody the best. I do. But, you know, as you get older and then you get wiser and things happen, you kind of realize that certain people can't be in your life. Certain things can't be around you because you are in a different space from other people. So for me, it's not so much that I don't like these people or that they weren't good people, because some of them were good people. Not all of it was all negative, but I mean, I'm in a different space in my life. I'm just trying to live my life, and you guys already know I don't have a lot of friends anyway. I've always been that way. I've always had a small circle of friends. I can count my friends on my hand, on one hand, because I don't have a lot of friends. I have mostly my friends are my family. Like, my family, when you hear me say the word friend, I'm mostly talking about a family member. But I do have some friends that I grew up with. But for the most part, I'm a loner. Like, I just, if I leave my house to do something, I'm either with my mom, with my daughter, with my aunt, with my dad, just with a family member. Or I'm with, you know, the guy I tell you guys about, my crush. I'm with him. That's the only people I really hang out with. That's the only people I really, you know, if you see me hanging out with somebody, it's just them. It's nobody else. You know, it's just family or, you know, stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm not that person that really cares if I have a lot of friends. I never been, I mean, when I got older, my whole, you need a bunch of friends, I never really cared about it. It was just like, oh, I don't need all these people around me. Who cares? You know, so having a bunch of friends doesn't really phase me. Some people feel like they got to have a bunch of friends around them to be good. And I've met so many people that feel that way, that feel like they have to have all these people around them to be good. They can't be alone. I'm like, no, I'm good alone. Like, I'm good. I don't need a bunch of people who don't want to be around me. You know what I'm saying? So for me, it's a little bit different. I don't really let that stuff phase me. Like, if you want to be my friend. If not, then don't be my friend. Like, it doesn't really affect me one way or the other. I'm just used to, like, being alone and just focusing on myself. Because, you know, at the end of the day, what I've learned with friends is that at the end of the day, all you got is yourself. Some people will say that your friend will stab you in the back. Some people will say that your friend, they do stuff to you that a friend wouldn't do. And I just learned that you just got your family, you know? So I just try to focus on that. I don't focus so much on needing a whole bunch of friends and stuff like that. But if you have a lot of friends, that's good for you, though. You know, I don't know. I'm just more of a loner. And I'm a homebody. Like, I love to be in the house. Love to be curled up in the house watching a movie on Netflix or whatever. But sometimes I'm also, like, the person that wants to get in my car and ride around and clear my thoughts. And I start a podcast with you guys because I really want to have a conversation, because I'm like, I need somebody to talk to, which I do sometimes. I'm telling you guys, do save me a lot, whether you know it or not, guys. Like, it's times and I was like, I need somebody to talk to, and I don't have nobody to talk to. I come on here and do this podcast. I'm sorry, my voice is going out, but I come to you guys, I'm like, yes, I can talk to my buddies on the podcast, because you guys help me with things too, whether you realize it or not. It's not just a podcast, you know what I'm saying? It is a podcast, but it's also a place where I can, like, help other people, and people can help me as well. So it's really cool. You know, I like it. But yeah, I don't know where else to go. I'm, like, riding around, like, looking crazy. I don't know. I need to do some, but yeah, I'm definitely going to think about doing a relationships podcast too, though, guys. So I want, just to give you guys a heads up before I end this, because I'm about to be at 30 minutes of this podcast. Before I end it, though, I just want to give you guys a really, really big heads up. I probably will be eventually, Jesus, sorry, guys. But eventually, I probably will be, like I said, separating the podcast. Because I want to focus on mental health on this one. But I also want to focus on the love episodes. I want to keep that going. So I probably will have... And I'm actually thinking about naming my second podcast Love Talk Series. I don't know how you can make two podcasts on Anchor. I'm going to try. I should be able to have two accounts on Anchor, right? Because, I mean, I guess you can log in and out, I guess. But I'm going to figure it out. But I'm going to have two podcasts. I don't know. I mean, I'd use Anchor. But it's probably other podcasts, you know, apps I can use too. But I love Anchor though, so. But I'll definitely keep you guys posted on the Love Talk podcast. And if that's going to be on Anchor or on another app. But I'll definitely let you guys know. Obviously, I want to use the most popular podcast so that it gets heard and people can hear it. Especially you guys. I want you guys to hear it because I'm going to be doing two. So, definitely keep you guys posted on that. I will be having another podcast I'm going to make. It's going to be called Love Talk Series. And it's going to be official, and I'm going to talk about relationships all on that one. Also, I want to talk, like I said, I'm still going to keep this mental health one. And also, look out for my videos. I'm also going to be doing videos where we talk about everything. From fashion, beauty, just everything. Doesn't even have a set topic. But I said it's going to be I'm going to be using the app that's similar to YouTube, but it's not YouTube. So I'll keep you guys posted on all that. All that will be set up by the end of this weekend. I promise you that. I'm heading home now probably. I'm probably going to set it all up for you guys. So thanks for tuning in, guys. I'm so sorry this podcast is so long. Peace and love. Enjoy your day. Hug on your loved ones. And keep hope alive. All right. Bye, guys.